Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Life Bible in a Year experience. Join me each day as I read the Bible from start to finish. I'm reading from the Life Application Study Bible, New Living Translation, published by Tyndale House Publishers. I pray this daily reading will bless you as much as it does me. So let's get started. April 22nd, 1 Chronicles chapters 7 through 9. The four sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. The sons of Tola were Uzi, Raphiah, Jeriel, Jemai, Ibsam, and Shemuel. Each of them was the leader of an ancestral clan. At the time of King David, the total number of mighty warriors listed in the records of these clans was 22,600. The son of Uzi was Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. These five became the leaders of clans. All of them had many wives and many sons, so the total number of men available for military service among their descendants was 36,000. The total number of mighty warriors from all the clans of the tribe of Issachar was 87,000. All of them were listed in their genealogical records. Three of Benjamin's sons were Bela, Becher, and Jediael. The five sons of Bela were Esbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Eri. Each of them was the leader of an ancestral clan. The total number of mighty warriors from these clans was 22,034, as listed in their genealogical records. The sons of Becher were Zemariah, Joash, Eleazar, Elioni, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Elameth. Each of them was the leader of an ancestral clan. The total number of mighty warriors and leaders from these clans was 20,200, as listed in their genealogical records. The son of Jediael was Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kinaana, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. Each of them was the leader of an ancestral clan. From these clans, the total number of mighty warriors ready for war was 17,200. The sons of were Shupim and Hupim. Hushim was the son of Er. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shilim. They were all descendants of Jacob's concubine Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh through his Aramean concubine included Azrael. She also bore Maker, the father of Gilead. Maker found wives for Hupim and Shupim. Maker had a sister named Maaka. One of his descendants was Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Maker's wife Maaka was born to a son whom she called Peresh. His brother's name was Sheresh. The sons of Peresh were Ulam and Rakem. The son of Ulam was Benan. All these were considered Gileadites, descendants of Maker, son of Manasseh. Maker's sister Hamoleketh gave birth to Ishhad, Ebiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemaida were Ahian, Shechem, Lakai, and Anayam. The descendants of Ephraim were Shuthela, Bered, Tehath, Eleada, Tehath, Zebad, Shuthela, Ezer, and Elead. These two were killed trying to steal livestock from the local farmers near Gath. Their father, Ephraim, mourned for them a long time, and his relatives came to comfort him. Afterward, Ephraim slept with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. Ephraim named him Beriah, because of the tragedy his family had suffered. He had a daughter named Shira, who built the towns of Lower and Upper Beth-horon and Uzen-Shirah. The descendants of Ephraim included Repha, Risheph, Tila, Tehan, Ladan, Amahud, Elishema, Nun, and Joshua. The descendants of Ephraim lived in the territory that included Bethel and its surrounding towns to the south, Naran to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its surrounding villages to the north, as far as Aiah and its towns. Along the border of Manasseh were the towns of Bethshan, Taanach, Megiddo, Dor, and their surrounding villages. The descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah. They had a sister named Sirah. The sons of Beriah were Heber and Malkiel, the father of Berzeath. The sons of Heber were Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham. They had a sister named Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. The sons of Shomer were Ahai, Roga, Huba, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam were Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophah were Sua, Harnifer, Shuel, Beri, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Bilsha, Ithran, and Bera. The sons of Jether were Jephunana, Pispa, and Ara. The sons of Ula were Ara, Haniel, and Rizia. Each of these descendants of Asher was the head of an ancestral clan. They were all select men, mighty warriors, and outstanding leaders. The total number of men available for military service was 26,000, as listed in their genealogical records. Benjamin's first son was Bela, the second was Ashbel, the third was Ahara. The fourth was Noah, and the fifth was Repha. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shafufan, and Huram. The sons of Ehud, leaders of the clans living at Geba, were exiled at Manahath. Ehud's sons were Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera. Gera, who led them into exile, was the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. After Jehoram divorced his wives Husham and Bara, he had children in the land of Moab. His wife Hodesh gave birth to Jobab, Zibiah, Misha, Malcolm, Jeuz, Sakia, and Mirma. These sons all became the leaders of clans. Shaharam's wife, Husham, had already given birth to Abitub and Elpal. The sons of Elpal were Eber, Misham, Shemed, who built the towns of Ono and Lod and their nearby villages, Beriah, and Shema. They were the leaders of the clans living in Aijalon, and they drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Sheshach, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Ered, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joah were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizki, Heber, Ishmerai, Isleah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpal. Jakim, Zikri, Zabdi, Alianai, Zelathai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthothiah, Iphtiah, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshach. Shamshurai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jerashiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeroam. These were the leaders of the ancestral clans. They were listed in their genealogical records, and they all lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in the town of Gibeon. His wife's name was Maaka, and his oldest son was named Abdon. Jael's sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth, who was the father of Shimeam. All these families lived near each other in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul. Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan was the father of Meribbaal. Meribbaal was the father of Micah. Micah was the father of Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jada. Jada was the father of Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was the father of Mosah. Mosah was the father of Biniah. Biniah was the father of Rephaiah. Rephaiah was the father of Eleasa. Eleasah was the father of Azel. Azel had six sons, Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Azel's brother Ishak had three sons. The first was Ulam, the second was Jeush, and the third was Eliphelet. Ulam's sons were all mighty warriors and expert archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. All these were descendants of Benjamin. So all Israel was listed in the genealogical records in the Book of the Kings of Israel. The people of Judah were exiled to Babylon because they were unfaithful to the Lord. The first of the exiles to return to their property in their former towns were priests, Levites, temple servants, and other Israelites. Some of the people from the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh came and settled in Jerusalem. One family that returned was that of Uthai, son of Ammihud, son of Omri, son of Imri, son of Bani, a descendant of Perez, son of Judah. Others returned from the Shilonite clan, including Azaiah, the oldest, and his sons. From the Zerahite clan, Jael returned with his relatives. In all, 690 families from the tribe of Judah returned. From the tribe of Benjamin came Salu, son of Meshulam, son of Hodaviah, son of Hasanua, Ibniah, son of Jeroham, Elah, son of Uzi, son of Mikri, and Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, son of Ruel, son of Ibnijah. These were all leaders of clans, and they were listed in their genealogical records. In all, 956 families from the tribe of Benjamin returned. Among the priests who returned were Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jakin, Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Meriath, son of Ahitub. Azariah was the chief officer of the house of God. Other returning priests were Adiah, son of Jeroham, son of Pashur, son of Malchijah, and Maasai, son of Adiel, son of Jezirah, son of Meshulam, son of Meshilameth, son of Emer. In all, 1,760 priests returned. They were heads of clans and very able men. They were responsible for ministering at the house of God. The Levites who returned were Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azrikam, son of Hashabiah, a descendant of Merari, Bakbakar, Heresh, Galal, Mataniah, son of Micah, son of Zikri, son of Asaph, Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who lived in the area of Netophah. The gatekeepers who returned were Shalum, Akub, Talmon, Ahimam, and their relatives. Shalom was the chief gatekeeper. Prior to this time, they were responsible for the king's gate on the east side. These men served as gatekeepers for the camps of the Levites. Shallum was the son of Kor, a descendant of Abiasaph from the clan of Korah. He and his relatives, the Korahites, were responsible for guarding the entrance to the sanctuary, just as their ancestors had guarded the tabernacle in the camp of the Lord. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had been in charge of the gatekeepers in earlier times, and the Lord had been with him. And later, Zechariah, son of Meshilemiah, were responsible for guarding the entrance to the tabernacle. In all, there were 212 gatekeepers in those days, and they were listed according to the genealogies in their villages. David and Samuel, the seer, had appointed their ancestors because they were reliable men. These gatekeepers and their descendants, by their divisions, were responsible for guarding the entrance to the house of the Lord when that house was a tent. The gatekeepers were stationed on all four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their relatives in the villages came regularly to share their duties for 7-day periods. The four chief gatekeepers, all Levites, were trusted officials, for they were responsible for the rooms and treasuries at the house of God. They would spend the night around the house of God, since it was their duty to guard it and to open the gates every morning. Some of the gatekeepers were assigned to care for the various articles used in worship. They checked them in and out to avoid any loss. Others were responsible for the furnishings, the items in the sanctuary, and the supplies such as choice flour, wine, olive oil, frankincense, and spices. But it was the priests who blended the spices. Mattathiah, a Levite, and the oldest son of Shallum, the Korahite, was entrusted with baking the bread used in the offerings. And some members of the clan of Kohath were in charge of preparing the bread to be set on the table each Sabbath day. The musicians, all prominent Levites, lived at the temple. They were exempt from other responsibilities since they were on duty at all hours. All these men lived in Jerusalem. They were heads of Levite families and were listed as prominent leaders in their genealogical records. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in the town of Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah, and his oldest son was Abdon. Jael's sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeam. All these families lived near each other in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul. Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan was the father of Meribbaal. Meribbaal was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jada. Jada was the father of Alemeth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Benaiah. Benaiah's son was Raphaiah. Raphaiah's son was Eleasa. Eleasa's son was Azel. Azel had six sons, whose names were Azricam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. That's it for today, friends. Feel free to read ahead on your own. Before I go, let's share the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.